It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
News time, 4:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Senate will start former President Trump's impeachment trial February 8th. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House impeachment managers will bring the articles to them on Monday. Second,
Senator Mike Lee says it was a miscommunication between law enforcement agencies that forced National Guard troops in D.C. out of the Capitol to rest in parking garages. He says the issue has since been resolved. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, for those who are traveling northbound on I-15, we have had some heavy and slow traffic. It is breaking up now that the weather has seemed to ease a little bit, but it's still a crowded drive from Draper up to Midvale. And then you're going to see more delays waiting for you northbound I-15, Kaysville to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A storm system is moving in, producing rain and snow statewide. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 46 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden urging Congress to make his $1.9 trillion Rescue America plan happen. But he isn't waiting to get relief to Americans hit hard by COVID-19.
President Trump's top former economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, said, quote, he absolutely is in favor of this rescue plan. This almost doesn't have a partisan piece to it.
Mr. Biden signing executive orders. One of them expands food assistance programs. General Lloyd Austin was sworn in today as defense secretary. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send an article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate on Monday. It charges him with inciting insurrection in connection with the deadly attack on the Capitol. There was an unannounced visit today to National Guard troops at the Capitol.
I just wanted to come today to say thank you to all of you for keeping me and my family safe.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, whose late son Beau served in the Guard in Iraq, posed for photos with the troops. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Japan is insistent the Olympic Summer Games are happening. ABC's Alex Stone joins me live to sort this out. And Alex, I have to explain, Utah's TV ratings for the Olympics are habitually number one in the country. We love us some Olympics. So what's going on in Tokyo?
Well, you know, it's a debate going on right now. The Japanese government saying that they are moving forward, but the Times of London reporting today that behind the scenes that the government has concluded privately that the Tokyo Olympics cannot go forward, that they need to be canceled because of COVID, and that the focus now is on securing the games in Tokyo for 2032. Now, this is something Japan is flat out denying today. They call it a lie and say that they plan to go forward with the games. But, Jeff, there are a number of issues here. One is there's a belief that they need to vaccinate 127 million citizens, the population of Japan, and they haven't even started that yet. They've got a lot of red tape that maybe by the end of next month they'll begin that. How will all of the athletes get vaccinated in time, and then are they taking away from the elderly or others who may need it in countries that they may then prioritize the athletes? What about poorer countries that may not get the vaccine in time? So then does it become the Olympics of the rich who can afford and have the ability to get the vaccine? What about spectators? I mean, there are so many things here. This is Sebastian Coe, the president of World Athletics. He says they do plan to have the Olympics as of right now.
The overall objective is, of course, to deliver the games, but in a safe and secure environments, and that includes the athletes, but it also includes local communities.
Yeah, but he says they are going to have to be very different, and the WHO is helping to advise. They say so much is unknown right now that they want the games to go forward too, that they want the world to be able to show that it's overcoming the pandemic, but we're not there yet. And they say it is a day-to-day decision. Japan's prime minister saying he is determined to have the Olympics in some form, but those sources telling the Times that the aim right now is saving face and how to cancel the games. Nobody wants to make the announcement, and that Japan is just kind of holding on, thinking maybe it will miraculously get better. But as of right now, the numbers aren't, and they just don't want to make that announcement.
I read a poll that 80% of the Japanese public wants the games canceled. The torch relay is supposed to begin in mid-March, where they take the torch to Japan, Greece, and around the world. And could you imagine halfway through that, they announce the cancellation?
Yeah, and you know, this reminds me a lot of last year when the rumors began coming out saying that there were thoughts that they were going to have to delay, and then some countries began pulling out, and then finally, somewhat at the last minute, they had to pull the trigger and say, you know what, we're not going to be able to have the games. And that was a delay. This would be a cancellation because we would then be 2 years away from the next Olympics, and you got to give time for training and for the federations to get everything up and running. So this is kind of the last shot at this go-around, and as of right now, it just doesn't look good.
That's sad for all the athletes. Thanks for the update. ABC's Alex Stone joining us live. KSL News Time, 4:49 now. Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Restrictions continue in place in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, as well as both directions of SR 224 in Summit County at Empire Pass, despite the roads having been cleared with the plows. But there is still more snow on the way, so we'll keep you posted. In Salt Lake County, southbound traffic I-15 clear once again from downtown to the Utah County line, but northbound I-15 still some heavy and slow traffic as you go between about 106 south up to Midvale, and it picks up again from about 3500 south into downtown. Also some heavy and slow traffic. It could be either side of the 201 between 5600 West and Magna. Michelle?
Well, again, we have this crash with possible injuries in West Valley at 6800 West, 4100 South. For drivers on Bangor Highway, we have minor scattered delays. This is going between the 201 freeway into the Riverton area. And I-15 in Utah County looking good. A little slowing starting to build up on Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And northbound 15 delays in Davis County between the Kaysville Ponds and 700 South by Hill Air Force Base. If you're traveling southbound I-15, got a new crash at 24th Street in Ogden. That's on the right shoulder. And if you're heading up Highway 91 or Highway 89, 91 through Sardine Canyon to Logan, expect pretty good speeds and dry roads right now. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast brought to you by VW Southtown. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, finally a storm pattern change. We've got three storms coming over the next 7 days. First one is already here, bringing valley rain mixed with some mountain snow up across northern and southern Utah. That will continue to fill in overnight and into the day on Saturday. In the valleys, the rain will mix over to snow, but the totals will be light. It looks like 1 to 2 inches in the Salt Lake Valley. The mountains, though, will do very well. 6 to 12 common with a few spots, getting 14 to even 16 inches. Now, the storm will linger through Sunday morning in the mountains, gone by Monday. Everything clears out, except we've got more storms on Tuesday and then again next Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Kevin says because of the changeover, we're not expecting a lot of accumulation on the valley floor roadways. It's 46 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
As a homeowner, you've worked hard to get to where you are. Whether your place is old or new, you could probably use a little more Friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. You see, Friendly isn't just a name. It's the way we do business. Friendly means convenient. Like having a plan that covers whatever can go wrong. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Friendly means smart. We do things to protect the value of your home and prevent problems from happening. Friendly also means value. Right now, get a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for just $33 by calling 833-33-FRIENDLY or visiting friendlyhomeservice.com. That's a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for the friendly price of $33. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more Friendly.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hey, guys, Alex and Scott for Big O Tires. Like I've said before, Scott, new year, new you. How about new year, new tires? And you want to go into Big O Tires because they have amazing deals right now. How about $150 off, right? I mean, they got all sorts of deals right now.
I know, and it's not just tires, Alex. It's like sometimes these repairs come up, and they're unexpected, and they're expensive. So Big O actually has a credit card for you, and, of course, they have no credit needed financing, which actually helps you with whatever your situation. They'll work it out. They'll make sure you get the tires so you can be safe on the road in the winter.
How about your healthy car as well, the winter healthy car special, $49.95. It includes conventional oil change, free alignment check, free battery system check, free tire rotation, free air checks, fluid level checks. They lube the chassis. They get the belts and the hoses checked. Free brake inspection as well. Just all of this for $49.95. You got to keep your car healthy this year, Scott.
Hey, Big O Tires is locally owned, Alex, and they have locations, 41 of them. 41 Logan all the way to Beaver. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Walmart is expanding distribution of the COVID vaccine to more states. It's already being administered in New Mexico and Arkansas by Walmart. They'll also be offering the vaccine in Georgia, Indiana, a few other states, but Utah is not included. KSL Drives, hottest option for buying a new car right now, a vacuum. Honda's HondaVac in the Odyssey minivan, totally unavailable right now because it's such a great seller. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is abandoning plans to provide internet service via flying balloons. The company says the operation was too expensive to move forward. Wall Street today, the Dow fell 179 points. The S&P lost 11, but the NASDAQ gained a dozen. KSL News Time, 455. Jazz Notes is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz overcame a 16-point second-quarter deficit to defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 129-118 last night. The win marked the Jazz's league-leading seventh straight victory, improving their record overall to 11-4, second best in the NBA behind the Los Angeles Lakers. But despite the team's play, the conversation surrounding the Jazz nationally broadcast game was dominated by statements from Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, who said Jazz guard Donovan Mitchell wasn't a superstar despite his recent string of play. Mitchell responded after the game.
You know, I hate to take a win like this and make it about what they said about me. You know, like, you look at how we played in the Garden, like, I'm happy.
Mitchell finished the game with 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists to lead the Jazz to victory. The team has today off before facing the Golden State Warriors on Saturday night at Vivint Arena. For complete coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.